Senator Cruz pushes Rio Grande LNG project with FERC. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, is urging the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, to expeditiously reissue the appropriate authority for the Rio Grande LNG project. Senator Cruz recently sent a letter to the agency outlining the importance of the project, which supports thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in investment to the Rio Grande Valley and pushing for prompt action. Excerpts and highlights from the letter. As you are aware, the Rio Grande LNG project has experienced a protracted and challenging permitting process, complicated by litigation and remand from the D.C. Circuit Court. While the Commission's original authorization was properly issued, the court's decision added unnecessary delays and uncertainty to a project that clearly serves the public interest. The Commission has since worked diligently to address the court's directives. With that in mind, I trust the Commission will act quickly to reissue its order and allow this critical infrastructure project to move forward without further delay. In recent months, FERC has demonstrated that it is capable of acting promptly and responsibly on other LNG projects, setting an encouraging precedent. I am confident that the Commission will apply the same level of attention and urgency to the Rio Grande LNG project. Click here to read the full letter. Background. Senator Cruz has long been a leader in pushing for American energy dominance and protecting America's energy workers. In March, Sens. Cruz, Cornyn, Wicker, and Tim Scott reintroduced the Protect LNG Act, which would ensure that a court cannot vacate a previously authorized LNG permit, clarifies the venue for LNG lawsuits before federal courts, and mandates that courts grant expedited decisions in relevant cases. Cruz first introduced this bill in 2024. Senator Cruz led a bicameral and bipartisan amicus brief in response to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit's decision to vacate the authorizations for the Rio Grande LNG and Texas LNG Brownsville projects. His amicus brief is available here and here. Following the court's recent decision to reinstate approvals for both projects, Senator Cruz issued a statement welcoming the ruling. In 2024, Senator Cruz sent a letter urging for an extension of time to Delfin LNG LLC's approval to export LNG after the Biden administration's deference to the radical climate lobby. During the nomination hearing for Sean Duffy to be Secretary of Transportation, Senator Cruz pointed out the Biden administration's hostility towards the oil and gas industry, citing the previous administration's failure to approve deepwater port licenses, and asked Secretary Duffy to expedite review of Delfin's reapplication in Texas. Senator Cruz issued a statement after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit reinstated approvals for LNG projects for Rio Grande LNG and Texas LNG Brownsville. The D.C. Circuit had previously vacated the permits for both projects in an August 2024 decision. Read the full letter below.